How the Dinosaur Got His Shoes. Written by Johnny Prin. Illustrated by Hannah Hutchings. Translated by Clara Criado Escriva. Accompanying audiobook narrated by Lorraine Ansell. People have always wondered why they find piles of shoes wherever they find dinosaur bones. The truth is that all dinosaurs used to wear shoes. All of them, that is, except Terence Rex. It wasn't that Terence didn't want to wear shoes. Without them, he was always treading on thistles or stubbing his toes on rocks or leaving footprints everywhere, so that the other dinosaurs knew it must be him who had stolen the biscuits. It was just that he could never find any shoes that were quite right. But after one particularly sore feet, stubby toes sort of morning, Terence decided that enough was enough. He set off to find the perfect pair of zapatos. It wasn't long before Terence found a dinosaur twirling around in a pair of pink ballet shoes.
Hello, what's your name?
Hola, me llamo Steg, said the other dinosaur.
Could I try on your pink zapatos?
Asked Terence.
Sí, of course you can try on my zapatos rosas, said Steg.
Terence put on the zapatos rosa and started to dance with joy. He whirled and twirled and leapt through the air, right onto a prickly thistle.
Ouch!
Cried Terence. Los zapatos rosa were just too thin.
No, these aren't right. But I can't expect to find the right zapatos after trying on just one pair. Thank you, Steg. Goodbye.
The next dinosaurio Terence met was wearing sparkling white disco zapatos.
Hola, ¿cómo te llamas?
Said Terence.
Me llamo Trish, said the dinosaurio.
Could I try on your white zapatos?
Sí, of course, said Trish.
Terence popped on the zapatos blancos and looked down at his feet. But los zapatos blancos sparkled and shone and made his eyes hurt.
No, these zapatos aren't right either, said Terence. But I've only tried on two pairs. Gracias, Trish. Adios.
Terence walked on until he met a dinosaurio, as tall as the trees, wearing red high-heeled zapatos.
Hola!
Terence shouted up to her.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Bridget,
said the tall dinosaurio. Terence told Bridget about his search for zapatos. When he asked her, she kicked off her red zapatos for him to try. He climbed into los zapatos rojos, but they were so tall, he wibbled and wobbled and fell right on his bottom.
No, these shoes aren't right either, but I've only tried on dos, tres pairs. Gracias, Bridget. Adios.
Terence left the forest and found a pair of dinosaurios in shiny black zapatos, bashing their heads together.
Hola, me llamo Crash, said the first dinosaurio.
Y yo me llamo Wallop, said the second.
Could I try on your black zapatos? Asked Terence.
Wallop gave Terence his zapatos negros. But when Terence tried them on, all the tipping and tapping gave him a terrible headache.
No, these aren't right, but I've only tried on uno, dos, tres, cuatro pairs. Maybe I'll find the right zapatos at the watering hole.
There were lots of dinosaurios at the watering hole, and lots of zapatos to try on. El par de zapatos number 5 were green trainers. But los zapatos verdes were too sporty. El par de zapatos number 6 were orange football boots. But los zapatos naranja were too smelly. El par de zapatos número 7 were big purple boots. But los zapatos morados were too heavy. El par de zapatos número 8 were yellow wellies. But los zapatos amarillos were too dinosaurio dungy.
I've tried on uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho pares de zapatos. And none of them have been right, said Terence.
Just then, a flying dinosaurio wearing blue zapatos with wheels on the bottom landed beside him.
Hola,
said the flying dinosaurio when she saw Terence.
Me llamo Penny. Pleased to meet you.
Hola, said Terence. Could I try on your zapatos azules?
Sí, of course, said Penny.
These zapatos azules are great,
said Terence, whizzing around.
I wonder where I can get a pair.
He wailed, rolling down the hill and crashing into a tree trunk.
It's hopeless, Terence cried. I've tried on uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve pares de zapatos now, and not one of them has been right. I'm going to have sore feet and stub toes forever.
Actually, there is one more par de zapatos for you to try, said a voice from the bushes. There was a rustling and Bridget appeared, followed by all the other dinosaurios Terence had met that day. We all had so much fun watching you try on our zapatos that we wanted to say gracias, said Steg. So we bought you a present. Penny swooped down next to them, carrying a large box. Terence opened the box. Inside, he found a pair of fancy brown zapatos. They weren't too thin, or too shiny, or too smelly, or too loud, or too dirty. And they were just his size.
Gracias,
said Terence, putting on los zapatos marrones.
I've tried on uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez pares de zapatos now, and these ones are perfect.
And and although he did have a little trouble with the laces from time to time, Terence Rex never had sore feet or stubbed toes ever again. All thanks to his zapatos marrones. Glossary. Adios. Goodbye. Amarillo. Yellow. Azul. Blue. Blanco. White. Cinco. Five. ¿Cómo te llamas? What's your name? Cuatro. Four. Diez. Ten. Dinosaurio. Dinosaur. Dos. Two. Gracias. Thank you. Hola. Hello. Marón. Brown. Me llamo. My name is. Morado. Purple. Naranja. Orange. Negro. Black. No. No. Nueve. Nine. Número. Number. Ocho. Eight. Par. Pair. Rojo. Red. Rosa. Pink. Seis. Six. Sí. Yes. Siete. Seven. Tres. Three. Uno. One. Verde. Green. Zapatos. Shoes. A note for parents. All the colours in the story are written in the plural form because they refer to pairs of shoes. In the glossary, they're in the singular form. Exercise 1. Listen and repeat. Escucha y repite. Listen and repeat. Hola, me llamo Steg. Tengo 5 años. Tengo puesto zapatos rosa. Hola, me llamo Trish. Tengo 6 años. Tengo puesto zapatos blancos. Hola, me llamo Bridget. Tengo 7 años. Tengo puesto zapatos rojos. Hola, me llamo Crash. Tengo 8 años. Tengo puesto zapatos negros. Exercise 2. Listen carefully. One of the dinosaurs is lying. But which one? Uno de los dinosaurios está mintiendo. ¿Pero cuál? Hola, me llamo Steg. Tengo puesto zapatos rosas. Hola, me llamo Trish. Tengo puesto zapatos blancos. Hola, me llamo Bridget. Tengo puesto zapatos negros. Hola, me llamo Crash. Tengo puesto zapatos negros. Did you find out who was lying? Listen again. One of the dinosaurs is lying. But which one? Uno de los dinosaurios está mintiendo. ¿Pero cuál? Hola, me llamo Steg. Tengo puesto zapatos rosas. Hola, me llamo Trish. Tengo puesto zapatos blancos. Hola, me llamo Bridget. Tengo puesto zapatos negros. Hola, me llamo Crash. Tengo puesto zapatos negros. Did you find out who was